This is WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. Nationwide, there's a growing push to require food labels to indicate when ingredients come from genetically modified organisms. Connecticut and Maine have recently passed such laws, and Massachusetts is among two dozen states considering such measures. Joining me with more on this story is WCAI science editor Heather Goldstone. Good afternoon, Heather.
Good afternoon.
Let's start with the basics. What exactly are genetically modified organisms?
Well, the definition is essentially an organism that has undergone a direct genetic manipulation that couldn't have resulted from a conventional technique like breeding or hybridization. So that kind of describes the process. But in terms of the end result, there are countless different end results of this process. So some of them actually are very similar to what would happen when you simply breed, a cow or a plant, as we've been doing really for centuries. It could be that a gene is deleted. It could be that the sequence of a gene is slightly modified. It's just that when we do these manipulations directly, the result is more controlled and happens more quickly. But of course, then there are also those cases where you've got a gene that's being transferred from one species to another. And that's often, I think, what people think of when they think of genetically modified organisms, and certainly the ones that are of the greatest public concern.
How common are these genetically engineered ingredients in our food now?
They're really quite surprisingly common. So according to the USDA, at least 90% of corn, canola, soybeans, and sugar beets grown in this country are genetically modified strains. And because those show up as sweeteners or fillers, essentially, in so many different products, an estimated 70 to 80% of processed foods in American grocery stores contains genetically modified ingredients.
So what's the evidence that there's any concern about these ingredients, what they might bring to food?
Well, you know, the American Medical Association, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the National Academies of Sciences, they've all released reports or statements essentially saying that there's no reason for concern, that the evidence from science at this point is that there's no significant risk. And in fact, a review of close to 1,800 scientific studies last year found no significant evidence of health risks. But at the same time, there's still a lot of public concern about whether or not there's been adequate testing or the right kind of testing to come to that conclusion. And a poll by the New York Times last year found that 93% of Americans say they'd at least like to know when they're eating something that contains genetically modified ingredients.
So the Massachusetts legislature is considering a bill requiring foods to identify GMO ingredients. What exactly are they talking about when it comes to labeling?
Well, that's really a big question. And in fact, looking at Massachusetts as kind of a microcosm, it gives you a sense of what the criticism of state labeling bills is. So we've got five bills pending. Four of them are within about 24 hours of being declared dead in committee. But one of them was just passed favorably from the Joint Committee on the Environment to be considered this session. What that bill requires is that on the front of the package, the words genetically engineered would have to appear. And in the case of those transgenic species where a gene has been transferred from one species to another, the name of that gene and why it was transferred, the purpose of that transfer, would also have to be included in the label. So, you know, just the fact that there were five bills that required five different things gives you a sense of the patchwork we could end up with if these state bills passed in a number of different places. And then this Massachusetts bill is really kind of the most controversial kind of labeling law, because there's a concern that by putting the words genetically engineered right on the front of the package, this could turn into some sort of fear-mongering, as opposed to more subtle labeling, as in most European countries. They're simply required to specify when an ingredient comes from a genetically modified organism in the ingredient list on the back.
That's WCAI science editor Heather Goldstone. She's also the host of Living Lab, which airs here on WCAI each Monday at 9 a.m. Heather, what's coming up next week?
Well, I'm going to play it a little close to the chest on this one, but I can tell you we will have an update on our recent story about scientific messages in bottles.
Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure.
Our weekly conversations with Heather are part of the Living Lab radio project. Major support for Living Lab is provided by the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment. Additional support is provided by Michael and Roxanne Zack.